From the KKOB newsroom, I'm Larry Moldenbrink. A beautiful day on the slopes of Taos became a dangerous situation today. Towsky Valley Vice President Chris Stagg tells News Radio KKOB there was an avalanche near the top of the mountain just before noon.
It was on the Kachina Peak area of the resort on K3 chute. It was an inbound avalanche, and it caught two skiers.
Stagg says both skiers were rescued and taken down the mountain for medical attention. The Albuquerque Journal reports both are in critical condition. Stagg says the rescue effort is complete, and they do not believe anyone else was hit by the wall of snow. Avalanches like the one that hit Taos today are rare, according to George Brooks, the executive director for Ski New Mexico.
We'll have little sloughs, but I can't remember the last time that something like this has occurred.
Brooks says the amount of snow at Taos Ski Valley really isn't a factor, since that area sees plenty of snow every season and has gotten nearly 100 inches so far this year, with much more expected. And more snow may be coming very soon. Wintry weather settling in over New Mexico tonight and tomorrow. National Weather Service meteorologist Clay Anderson says the mountains of northern New Mexico will see impressive snowfall totals. But for Albuquerque, strong winds will be the big story.
For Albuquerque, it will definitely be more of a wind event. I do think we could see some light rain with a possible change over to snow, but the amounts would be pretty minuscule. We're talking a dusting of snow at best.
Anderson says as much as a foot of snow could fall at the ski resort level in northern New Mexico. At the lower elevations in Santa Fe and Taos, a couple of inches are possible. A mistrial has been declared in the case of former Española teacher Gary Gregor. A jury in Santa Fe was unable to reach a verdict today in Gregor's trial on charges of criminal sexual contact of a minor. The New Mexico Attorney General's office says it will retry the case. Last month, Gregor was convicted on a number of counts for sexually abusing two female students at Española's Fairview Elementary School more than 10 years ago. He faces a sentence of 168 years in prison. Coming up, more ballots to go out. KKOB News Radio Time 504. KKOB News Radio Time 505. Tens of thousands of ballots haven't yet been sent out to voters in the special APS mail-in election. According to the Albuquerque Journal, the Bernalillo County Clerk's Office anticipates getting all the remaining ballots out by tomorrow. As of yesterday, about 350,000 ballots had been mailed. Voters are being asked to decide on bond and mill levies totaling $900 million over 6 years. The deadline to return the ballots is February 5th. Wall Street today, the Dow gained 163 points. The Lobos take on Wyoming at the Pit Saturday, pregame 3:30, on your home for Lobo Sports. This portion of the news sponsored by Myers RV. I'm Larry Moldenbrink on 94.5 FM and AM 770 News Radio KKOB.